When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each one-ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1202. 8 Healthy Sugars and Sweeteners That May Be Harmful, Part 1, by Rachel Link with Healthline.com. And I'm your narrator, Dr. Neil. Hey there, happy middle of the week Wednesday, and welcome to another edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I read some of the best blogs covering health and fitness, just like an audiobook, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now, we have 5 shows where we narrate blogs for you. Just search for Optimal Living Daily to find all of them. Now, today's post is a bit longer than what I typically narrate, so I'll read the first half today and then finish it up for you tomorrow. But before we get to it, I wanted to share with you a little bit of inspiration like I do every Wednesday. I know Wednesdays can feel difficult because for many of us, it's the middle of the week and we need that little extra boost to get us through the last couple of days. Now, as someone with an underlying chronic disease that flares up every now and then, today's inspirational quote really spoke to me. Quote, "An illness is simply an opportunity for growth. It's the body pointing out what you need to work on next, and the body uses the strongest parts of itself to deliver the message." Karen Stewart. All right, and with that, let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. 8 Healthy Sugars and Sweeteners That May Be Harmful, Part 1, by Rachel Link with Healthline.com. Many sugars and sweeteners are marketed as healthy alternatives to regular sugar. Those looking to cut calories and reduce sugar intake often turn to these products when searching for an easy substitute to sweeten baked goods and beverages. However, in some cases, these replacements may do more harm than good when it comes to your health. Here are 8 healthy sugars and sweeteners that may be harmful. 1. Raw cane sugar. Raw cane sugar is obtained from sugarcane, which is a plant native to tropical regions of the world, such as Southeast Asia. It accounts for about 40 to 45% of total sugar produced in the United States. It's used to sweeten everything from desserts to hot drinks and is often preferred over other types of sugar due to its versatility, widespread availability, and sweet, slightly fruity taste. However, though raw cane sugar is often marketed as a healthy alternative to regular sugar, there's no real difference between them. In fact, both are identical in terms of chemical composition and are made up of sucrose, a molecule formed by units of simple sugar such as glucose and fructose. As with regular cane sugar, consuming high amounts of raw cane sugar can contribute to weight gain and may promote the development of chronic diseases like heart disease and diabetes. Summary. Just like regular sugar, raw cane sugar is made up of sucrose and can contribute to weight gain and disease development if consumed in excess. 2. Saccharin. Saccharin is an artificial sweetener that's often used as a sugar replacement in soft drinks and low-calorie candies, gums, and desserts. Because your body can't digest it, it's considered a non-nutritive sweetener, which means it doesn't contribute to calories or carbs in your diet. Some research indicates that using calorie-free sweeteners like saccharin in place of regular sugar can reduce calorie intake to support weight loss. Nonetheless, saccharin may harm your health as well. Several animal studies have found that consuming saccharin can lead to alterations in the gut microbiome and may reduce good gut bacteria, which play a central role in everything from immune function to digestive health. Disruptions in the beneficial bacteria in your gut may also be linked to health issues, including obesity, inflammatory bowel disease or IBD, and colorectal cancer. Still, more research is needed to evaluate how saccharin may affect overall health in humans. Summary: saccharin is a non-nutritive sweetener that may aid weight loss by reducing calorie intake. However, it may also alter your gut microbiome, which is involved in many aspects of health and disease. 3. Aspartame. Aspartame is a popular artificial sweetener that's often found in diet products such as sugar-free sodas, ice creams, yogurts, and candies. Like other artificial sweeteners, it's free of carbs and calories, making it a popular choice among those looking to ramp up weight loss. That said, some studies suggest that aspartame may be detrimental to your waistline and health. For example, one review of 12 studies found that using aspartame instead of sugar did not reduce calorie intake or body weight. What's more, compared to sugar, aspartame was linked to lower levels of HDL cholesterol, or good cholesterol, which is a risk factor for heart disease. Some people also claim that it may cause symptoms like headaches, dizziness, and depression, though further research is needed on these potential side effects. Summary: aspartame is a calorie-free artificial sweetener that's often added to diet products. One review found that it may not help reduce calorie intake or body weight when compared to regular sugar. 4. Sucralose. Sucralose is most commonly found in the zero-calorie artificial sweetener Splenda, which is often used in place of sugar to sweeten hot drinks like coffee or tea. Many studies show that it doesn't affect blood sugar levels or alter the hormones involved in blood sugar control to the same degree as sugar. However, one study noted that consuming sucralose increased blood sugar and insulin levels in 17 obese people who usually didn't use non-nutritive sweeteners. What's more, some research indicates that this sweetener may have other harmful side effects. For instance, several animal studies have found that sucralose may be linked to reductions in good gut bacteria, a higher risk of inflammation, and increased weight gain. Baking with sucralose can also be dangerous due to the formation of chloropropanols, which are chemical compounds thought to be toxic. Summary: sucralose is commonly found in Splenda. Research shows that this sweetener may decrease beneficial gut bacteria, increase inflammation, and lead to weight gain. 5. Acesulfame K. Acesulfame K, also known as acesulfame potassium or ACE-K, is often combined with other sweeteners due to its slightly bitter taste. ACE-K is usually found in frozen desserts, baked goods, candies, and low-calorie sweets. It's one of the heat-stable artificial sweeteners. Though it's considered safe by the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, ACE-K remains one of the most controversial artificial sweeteners. In fact, some researchers have called for further evaluation of its potential cancer-causing effects, citing the inadequate and flawed testing methods originally used to determine its safety. Though one 40-week study found that ACE-K had no cancer-causing effects in mice, no other recent research has evaluated whether it may affect cancer growth. Additionally, some studies indicate that long-term exposure may harm other aspects of your health. For example, one 40-week mouse study noted that regular use of ACE-K impaired mental function and memory. Another 4-week mouse study showed that ACE-K increased weight gain in male animals and negatively altered gut bacteria in both sexes. Still, additional high-quality human studies are needed to analyze the safety and potential side effects of ACE-K. Summary: ACE-K is an artificial sweetener that is combined with other sweeteners in many foods. Research on its safety has been called into question, and animal studies show that it may have several adverse effects. 6. Hear that on tomorrow's episode. You just listened to part one of the post titled, 8 Healthy Sugars and Sweeteners That May Be Harmful by Rachel Link with Healthline.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. It's unfortunate that we haven't discovered that perfect sugar substitute yet. It seems like when something new is discovered, it feels so promising in the beginning, but then research about that product gets published and the news isn't great. I still remember when Splenda first became available on the market. People were going crazy for this stuff. Friends of mine were using it as a sugar replacement for everything. It was Splenda in their coffee, Splenda in their cupcakes, Splenda in holiday pies. They would only buy sodas if it contained Splenda in it. Look, I've been wrong before, and I'm sure I'll be wrong about something again. But I wasn't wrong here. I'm going to toot my own horn for a second. I warned them that the preliminary results about the health effects of Splenda wasn't looking good. Unlike you, they didn't listen. Instead, they bought Costco-sized tubs of it because they were going through it so fast. Well, thankfully, those tubs are now sitting in their pantries collecting dust. I mean, I would prefer if they were out of the house completely, but I'll settle for this. Until we know more about these products and their safety, I would use them sparingly. A little bit here and there is not going to harm you. But if we expect to use these products as a substitute for sugar every single time a recipe calls for sugar, and we do this for a long period of time, well, now I would start to worry. This is what my friends were doing. Now, you may be wondering, how is it possible that these products can be sold in stores but potentially cause us harm? Well, I'll talk more about that after I read you part two of this post tomorrow. So, that means that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for listening. And as I said, I'll be back here tomorrow to finish up this post. So I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.